What advice can entrepreneurs get when starting their own small food business? How can you ensure success in a food business? Well, I'm gonna go down the 10 things if I were to start my food business from scratch today after doing it for 14 years and starting over. These are the 10 things that I would recommend you do in order to do it properly, minimize your risk, and to move slowly but surely towards your goal of your food business. I'm gonna get into those 10 things right now. All right, so welcome back to Marketing Food Online. It's Damian Roberti, founder and CEO of Marketing Food Online. So in this video, I'm actually wanting to go over the 10 specific things that if I started a food business today, what I would do differently because of the 14 years I've been in the food industry having my own business. My wife and I have learned quite a bit of what you can and can do and what you should and shouldn't do. So definitely, if this is your first video, hit the subscribe button. Stick with us from number 10 down to number 1 all the way through the end of this video. And at the end of the video, we have 3 additional free resources as well. You wanna definitely check out those additional sources of information. Now, let's dive into this. So if you are starting a food business, to be honest with you, the one thing that we've done here on Marketing Food Online over the past few years is created a lot of video content on a vast variety of food industry businesses. Now, the one thing that I've learned is that, to believe it or not, to be honest with you, food businesses are relatively the same across the board. Well, here's what I mean by that. Every type of food business really is looking to do one thing: make a food product, get it to a customer, and make a profit and grow your business. That's in essence what you do. You make a food product. If it's a food truck, well, then you're serving that through a food truck window. If you're creating a packaged food product, well, you're making it in a package, obviously, packaged food product, and you want to sell it to a certain customer. All in all, food businesses are very much alike. Now, there's a lot of variations as to how they operate and how you get the food product, obviously, to the customer. And that's what separates and differentiates the different types of food businesses in the food industry. But at the end of the day, guys, it's really just creating food and getting it to people and hopefully making a decent profit so your business stays afloat and grows. That's what the food industry is all about, and that's what I've learned over the past 14 years. But these 10 specific things are some things that really make sense, and a lot of them are common sense. Some of them I made decisions on when we first started out really early, that, to be honest with you, were probably not the greatest decisions, but it's okay. Because one thing I've learned about being an entrepreneur with my wife over a decade plus is that every decision is a good decision. What I mean by that is that if you can take every decision and create a learning experience from it, you will only grow as an entrepreneur and, of course, as a person, and your mindset will toughen up even more and help you focus on specifically what it is you want to do and how to actually do it. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get into it. Number 10, you want to pick a product. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Well, Damian, that's the no-brainer. Is that the massive amount of information you've learned over 14 years? No. Listen to what I'm saying. You need to pick a product. I have so many of my clients who have had the privilege to work with over the past 4 years that we've offered our consulting, nearly 700 of them actually, that I've helped over the phone or helped through our email consulting programs, and they want to do a lot of different products. So they may have an idea for a protein bar, but then they want to create gourmet popcorn, and they want to do this and they need to do that. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to create a lot of great food products, because maybe you're in love with food and you just want to create a bunch of different items and sell them and make money. But creating a business around food, find a specific food product. If you can, if you've got a list of 5 or 6 of them, keep the list of 5 or 6, but start your business with just one food product. That's going to narrow down and help you focus on specifically one item, because when it comes to sourcing ingredients, packaging is always different with different types of food products. Labeling may be different. Health claims on those labels, nutritional analysis is going to be different. There's a lot that goes into creating just even one product. So if you can, focus on just specifically one product, because that's going to bring us to number 9. Now, once you come up with that product, come up with about 3 to 5 variations of the product. Number 9 is you want to come up with about 3 to 5 variations. So what does that mean, Damian? Well, isn't that different than just having one product? Well, no. If you want to have one product, and let's just say it's a protein bar, fantastic. Come up with 3 to 5 variations of the idea of a protein bar. You want to do trail mix? Fantastic. Come up with 3 to 5 variations of trail mix. But don't get a vast variety of 10, 12, or even 2 dozen items, because all of those require so many different types of, again, packaging potentially is different. Ingredient sourcing is gonna be very, very difficult when you're doing 10 or 12 different flavors of an item. You've gotta have a multitude of ingredients. So number 10, you wanna pick a product. Number 9, you wanna come up with about 3 to 5 variations. And then focus on those 3 to 5. When you launch your product, you might wanna stick with about 3 to maybe 4 of those, or if you want to, you could go to the 5, but again, it's up to you. But a minimum, about 3, because you can launch 3 variations of a product relatively similar to launching just one. But if you get into a dozen, you get into more than 10, then that's gonna be a overload when you first start. So once you do that, that is the number 9 step. Number 8, you want to, and please, 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 take the time to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and just create a business plan. Now, this doesn't have to be meticulously laid out, doesn't have to be right or wrong, doesn't even have to be short or long. Sit down and think to yourself, what type of a business do you want to create with this product, and how are you going to get to your end goal? And everything in the middle of that business plan is going to be the explanation of how you do that. What kind of finances do you have? How much money will you need to launch it? Estimate it. You're not going to come up with an exact amount. Nothing when you launch any business is always going to be exact when you first start. And that's okay, because that is the fun of starting a business. You get to create it. So you want to sit down, you want to write out a business plan. Figure out who's going to be the investors, who are going to be the owners. If it's just going to be you and your husband, or your wife and yourself, then fantastic. Write that down. Figure out exactly what it is and what role everybody in the organization will play. How do you want to reach your goals? Do you want to be in retail stores? Do you want to sell it online? Okay, well, if you're going to do e-commerce, what kind of website are you going to have? Are you going to build it yourself? Do you want to pay someone to do it? All of these aspects are part of your business plan. But again, it doesn't have to be as thick as a dictionary, and it doesn't have to be just on one piece of paper. So you want to sit down and create a roadmap, because it's really going to give you mentally a better focus and understanding of where your business is going to go and where is it starting. Number 7, know specifically your customers. This is something that, to be honest with you, when I started with the business with my wife and we transitioned to being online, I didn't know nothing about e-commerce. I couldn't even open a laptop, to be honest with you, because we actually operated a retail bakery at the time. That is a different business model than having an online business selling food with e-commerce, because there's so much more that goes along to it. So I didn't actually take time to research my customers. So if you know your customer, if for instance, let's go back to the protein bar. If you're selling protein bars, go online and Google who actually eats protein bars. Obviously, people who work out, who have a healthy lifestyle, maybe people who are trying to be bodybuilders, maybe you're athletes, any of those people. Know the people, know your end user, and know your customers before you dive into creating your business and launching it and investing time and money into it. Because that's gonna help you if you're gonna be online, for instance. E-commerce is all about marketing. You could sell any product on the planet, and you can be successful at it, but it takes marketing, and that means just understanding who's gonna be your end user and who's gonna buy your product. So know specifically who your customer base is for your food product. That's gonna be a goldmine for you. Number 6, launch online, not in retail. I have had clients after clients come up to me and want to do products, packaged food products specifically, that are going to be put into retail stores. Here's the problem with that, is that in retail stores on a small scale, when you get into stores locally, the margins on each individual unit is very low. When you get online and you start selling it directly from yourself through an Amazon or eBay or a platform that's online, and you've got a customer at the end that's buying directly from you, you have a lot fewer people between you and your customer, so your profit, your margins are going to be much, much bigger. When you start getting food brokers, food distributors, wholesale pricing, retail stores, all of this stuff stands between you making money. This has to be you, this has to be online, and this needs to be the customer. So you need to understand that if you launch a food product or launch a food business, of course you can't launch a food truck online, I get that. But if you're selling a packaged food product or something that can be shipped and made and it's a food-related item, online is the way to go. Kind of push to the side the idea that, you know, I'm gonna make this at home, or I'm gonna make it in small batches, rent a commercial kitchen, and sell it at the retail stores. You're gonna make pennies on the dollar. It's really not gonna be worth it. Number 5. No matter the type of food business you're going to set up, you need to have a social presence before you launch. Now, this is something that's really important, and it's kind of misunderstood a little bit in the industry of selling food products online and the importance of social media. But before you launch a food product, before you actually go live with it, you need to create kind of like a little bit of a presence online through Facebook, through Instagram, through whoever it may be, Twitter, if it's Pinterest, it doesn't matter. If you want to incorporate all of them, fantastic. But before you launch, you got to create some buzz in a way about your food product. And you have to do that, really, really important, and market your product, because you will not make money if you simply open a eBay store, an Amazon store, or even Etsy. That's no guarantee that you're going to get traffic and people are going to buy your food product. So whatever type of business you have, if it's a food truck even, you need to be on social media. Food truck is another business, even though that's not online, or a restaurant or cafe. You can have a social presence online because it allows your customers to engage with you online. It allows you to create a menu or even tell people if you're a food truck, maybe where you're gonna be at certain events. Social media can be used in so many different ways for the food business that you wanna launch, but you have to understand you gotta be on it before you launch. All right, so number four, this is something that I have experienced myself, and to be quite transparent, it can burn you out very, very quick. Don't try to do it all yourself. When I first started our business, the first leap into entrepreneurship was the Italian bakery that we had. And to be honest with you, my wife and I did everything. And my mom actually would come in, and some of our family would come in and help us. But all in all, the business aspect of it, I was trying to do it all. That will burn you out so fast, and you will get frustrated. You will just throw your hands up and you will quit. But don't do that. Anything that you're not good at, you should pay someone else who is good at. Now, you probably think, well, Damien, that costs a lot of money. I have to do everything. I got to bootstrap. I got to save money. No. You can save money and you can still freelance out or have someone else do the things that you're not good at. My background was in marketing. I have a degree in, and I studied graphic design, and I loved food. But as far as the idea of growing a retail bakery, advertising and other things, I didn't have time to do that because I was actually fulfilling orders and making stuff at the bakery. So having some type of company do that for you, or if you needed a logo design, or if you need some online marketing, pay someone to do that for you. Even if it's a company that runs basic Facebook ads for you, because maybe you don't understand how to run Facebook ads. No matter what type of food business, again, you're going to make, if you're gonna have an e-commerce business or a retail business, you gotta delegate some of the stuff. Don't try to do it all yourself, because so many people will tell you they will get burnt out very, very fast, and I actually did that as well. And it gets a little frustrating, to put it mildly. So whatever it is that you don't think you can do, have someone else do it for you. All right, so this brings me to number three. Now, this is, again, a little touch on number four, freelance your weaknesses, okay? So if you're the kind of person who wants to make salsa and you're starting a salsa business, you know everything about salsa, you've got a great recipe and you've got the bottling and everything else, but you know what? You need a label, but you're not a graphic designer, you don't know how to make a logo. Freelance that out. If you don't know how to create a website, you can find someone on Fiverr, you can find someone on Upwork, find someone anywhere that you need to, because maybe you don't know how to create a website, but you're just really good at making salsa, then so be it. You need to find someone else to do it. So whatever your weaknesses are, this is going to make you look at yourself for a minute and kind of reflect on what it is that you're actually good at. Whatever you're not good at, or whatever you're weak at doing, have somebody else do it for you. Again, anything that you can have freelanced that can take it off of your plate and off of your responsibility list, the better off you will be mentally, because you won't get yourself burnt out and you won't feel frustrated at what you're doing. So freelance your weaknesses is number three. All right, so number two, you're gonna need to push yourself. And what I mean by that is you cannot have the excuse that your schedule is too busy. Whatever free time you have, if it's something that you wanna launch a business, you're gonna need to find out where that free time is and use that towards building your business. So on the weekends, if you're spending time with your friends and you wanna build a business and you work full time, you're gonna have to push some of that to the corner and start it on your own. That is something that I did a long time ago. Unfortunately, my social life was down to zero, but I didn't care, because what I wanted to is I wanted to run my own business and I needed to create it. And in order for you to do that, you're not gonna find more time in the day. You just need to use the time you do have in the day more efficiently. And if you've got free time, you're gonna need to apply that to any type of business that you plan to have. Otherwise, don't bother being an entrepreneur. I operate 4 YouTube channels and I've got 3 podcasts. We operate a blog and a website and 6 e-commerce businesses. Between myself and my wife, we get it done. Now, the bulk of what I do, I get up at 5:30 to 6 o'clock every single day, and I sit down and start working immediately and getting things done. And of course, I have a son and a brand new daughter on the way, so I've got kids as well. So don't use that excuse that you don't have time. You just need to figure out how to use it more effectively. If you truly want to be an entrepreneur, you're going to need to squeeze that time into the existing 24 hours you have, because nobody gets any more than 24 hours a day. Number one, probably the most important expense and thing you need to understand is money. Now, I'm gonna give you a full 100 transparent experience that I went through. When I started my bakery, I cashed in 401ks and maxed out credit cards and found anywhere and everyone that had any extra money to try to make it afloat. Would I do that again? No, but it's okay that I actually decided to do that, because again, I learned from that experience, and that's what I can give you here as far as advice is concerned. Don't do that. If you're going to build a food business, packaged food business, food truck, restaurant, cafe, number one, don't tap into resources and money that you've had set aside without proof of concept or a well thought out business plan or understanding the entire scenario about what you're going to get into. Yes, you should and you could use your own savings, do that. But the one thing I recommend is that if you do this, do it in small increments. Make small investments in a big business. If you've got a big idea, keep the big idea, but make small steps and take small steps financially, decision-making, and everything else that you've got in very small steps. Don't be in a rush to do this, because when you do, in a lot of cases, you're going to create almost like panic scenario or an anxiety scenario that you're gonna cash in things, you're gonna max out credit cards, and when it doesn't work, you're stuck with the bill. So at the end of the day, try to test it. Like I say, if you're starting from home and you've got a packaged food product, utilize your state's cottage food law. Go to local farmer's market, test out your receipt, get proof of concept, sell it to people, not your friends, not your family. You wanna get honest opinion. If you've got an idea for a snack mix or whatever it may be, and you take it to farmer's market and you keep selling out of it, that says something. So then the next step would be to invest a little bit into the next step. If it's another business license, if it's a new packaging or a new logo, or if it's going into more farmers markets or you want to rent out a commercial kitchen, always take small steps with your money, but you can keep a big idea motivating you to go forward, but don't overdo it up front. Because when you do and it doesn't work out, because some products may not sell very well, or maybe you're just not passionate enough about it and you don't want to do it anymore, but you're going to be stuck with all that debt. Don't do that. Take small steps, think big about your product, and use your common sense. Don't overdo it. So these are 10 things that if I were to start a food business today from scratch, I would be doing definitely step by step, doing things incrementally, and don't overdo it up front, because it's always gonna be the most expensive part of an endeavor when you first start. So how can you ensure success in a food business? Definitely take note of these 10 things. Build out yourself a good business plan, pick out just one single product and a couple variations, invest little by little. You gotta push yourself and extend what you can do throughout the day, because you're not gonna get more than 24 hours like anyone else. You've gotta figure out how you're gonna do it. Make sure you have a good online presence, and make sure you wanna launch a product, do it through the internet. Don't do it through retail when you first start, because you won't make a lot of money. So if this was helpful, definitely let us know with a big thumbs up. If you really appreciated this, definitely check out the super thanks icon down below this video on the right hand side. And any of that that you can donate to us in regards to a super thanks is always helpful, keeps the lights on, and lets us make more video content for you guys. We appreciate the time, and I'll see you guys on our next video.